Trump supporters rally outside Georgia Secretary of State's home, "We the People Are Standing Up." By Amy Furr on November 29, 2020. About 200 of President Donald Trump's supporters rallied outside Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger's Atlanta home on Saturday to protest the election results. Trucks flying Trump and Stop the Steal flags drove up and down the street outside of Secretary Brad Raffensperger's property, honking their horns as they passed by, Fox 5 reported. Organizer Ursula Christie told the outlet she wanted Raffensperger to know, "We are silent no more, and we want him to know that we are watching and we are listening and we are aware of the actions being taken." Raffensperger, a Republican, said he voted for Trump but has received criticism for his handling of the election. On Thanksgiving Day, Trump called Georgia's election was sick, part of a fraudulent system, and said Raffensperger was an enemy of the people, the Fox 5 report continued. During an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper on November 18, Raffensperger dismissed allegations of voter fraud in his state but acknowledged the possibility of clerical errors. "We have not seen any widespread voter fraud. The president has picked up some votes in a few of the counties that made some clerical errors. It wasn't the machines. But at the end of the day, he started with 14,000. He's about 12,000 now. But we're finishing up, waiting for a few more counties to get back to us. Large counties, but I don't believe at the end of the day it will change the total results." When asked if he believed former Vice President Joe Biden would win Georgia, Raffensperger said, "Yes, I believe that's the way it will turn out." However, in a Friday tweet, Trump said Biden can only enter the White House as president if he can prove that his ridiculous 80 million votes were not fraudulently or illegally obtained. When you see what happened in Detroit, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Milwaukee, massive voter fraud, he's got a big unsolvable problem. He concluded.